I'd like to give Rob Pelinka a lot of credit. You know, trades, you guys have been around here. Trades don't happen at the smallest level without stuff getting out. And Rob and I were able to have, you know, really intense conversations over the course of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks that started out as a coffee that, you know, was more, hey, would you ever, I don't know, would I? Let me think of, you know, and then it built upon that. And, you know, we kept it between us. We had to keep it tight. Jay Kidd didn't know about it. But Jay Kidd and I are aligned and we talk about archetypes and we talk about the culture that we want to create. So I know the type of players that he likes without actually talking to him. Hey, would you like, you know, so I know that. And Jay Kidd coached them when they won a championship. So I think when you're aligned with your coach like that, I know the type of players that he likes. And so I felt good about it making sense to where we're trying to go.
If you ever want to hear somebody explain something that where they knew they messed up, go to this video and look at his facial expressions. Just pay attention to his mannerisms. I need everybody to calm down. I need everybody to bring it in. I need everybody to bring it in, but I need everybody to calm down, okay? Because what has happened has never happened. And apparently within the past year or so, in all honesty, within the past less than a year, it's been a lot of history being made. A lot of, we've never seen this before, statements, in my opinion. But I need everybody to calm down, okay? And I need everybody to understand what is going on here. I always said, you've probably heard this from other Laker fans, that as of today, between the Grammys and what the Lakers pulled off Saturday night, late Saturday night, might I add, I can now understand those other fan bases. I can understand those other fan bases not liking us for reasons why, for certain reasons. I get it now. And this is also coming off of Laker fans will do this every single year. And Laker fans has been doing this prior to the internet. Do y'all want to know what that is? Literally prior to the internet, we've been doing this. We've been putting other players, we've been going to other teams and putting their star players in our jerseys. For years, we've been doing this. For years, we've been doing that. Now, look, of course, there's different type of fan bases within one fan base. As a Lakers fan, you got the OGs that was ripping and running the streets during Showtime era. I was just a child, you know, when at the time when I seen Magic on TV, I thought that was his real name. I thought his real name was Magic. I never knew it was a nickname until I got into like middle school. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that our fan base be all over the place. It be all over the place. One thing that we can collectively say is we all have the same type of standards. Some of us just have a different opinions and routes on how we should get that goal achieved. You know, because not all of us agree with each other. There's a lot of Laker fans that disagree with other Laker fans all the time. Is normal, and then sometimes it's weird because it's like, how don't you understand this? But that's just what it is. It's just a dysfunctional family all across the board. What we have seen has never been seen before. You have Hall of Famers saying on live TV, hey, I can't remember the last time we had a trade in the middle of the season amongst two superstars, right? Now, say what you want to say about AD. AD, I want to say personally, thank you. But I want to say after the Phoenix series, you know, That was us going back to back. That was us planning to go back to back. That was Bron's back to back moment in a Lakers jersey, and it didn't happen because of injuries, right? It didn't happen. I mean, we can go all the way back to the bubble where when we faced off against Miami and AD did go down at one point. He came back, but he went down, and y'all should have seen Bron's face. Go look that up. What was that game? What was the game four? Game four? I can't quite remember. You know, it was about 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago. Anyhow, we got to go back before that, 12 Cal, because I got a couple of questions that need to be answered. Shout out to D. Murph. D. Murph hit me and was, I wanted to play it, but I didn't ask him ahead of time to play the voicemail. For some reason, I feel like it wouldn't matter. But at the same time, to me, I feel like I should ask before I actually play it. Not that there's anything personal in there. It's just that's just how I roll. You know what I'm saying? But I also can't remember because it is a lengthy voicemail. So I can't recall the whole thing. But I do know this question stood out. Is Bron a good teammate? And I'll get back to whole, you know, before we got AD. D. Murph, I just want to answer that. I want to get that question out of the way right now. I don't care. No, I'm just letting you know that at the end of the day, I don't care if niggas get along or not. I'm a part of a franchise. I'm a fan of a part of I'm a fan of a team of a franchise who had two. As a matter of fact, no, let's. Two sets, let's just say that, you know, between Cap and Magic and Shaq and Kobe, I mean, they didn't like each other or they didn't get along at a certain time period. Even though Shaq nowadays is, whether he's cleaning up or he's actually sharing the truth, but part of that truth is them niggas didn't see eye to eye. How many times have we heard the story while Kobe was here and after he was gone? That he was just one of those teammates that did not kick it with niggas outside of practice, outside of games like that. Unlike Michael Jordan had a lot of friends that was on other niggas' teams. Was on other teams, you know? And then, of course, then he had some type of relationship with his teammates, but the nigga socked Steve Kerr in the back of the head. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, I don't care. Because, hey, 12 Cal, Yo GOAT was probably hated in the locker room, too. Kobe was definitely hated in the locker room. And we don't even really care about anybody else. Probably the only teammate that was just loved across the board and probably didn't have any type of malice towards this dude was probably Tim Duncan and maybe Dirk. I would say those two. I'm pretty sure niggas didn't like Barkley. I'm pretty sure niggas had words to say. If you playing in New York, for New York, I'm pretty sure them niggas had something to say against each other. Hey, we do not care. As long as you get the job done, I don't care. I don't care if you, you know what? Give me that information in that 30 for 30. Okay? But I get it because I know what we're talking about when we say, hey, is he a good teammate? Hey, being a good teammate and being a good friend, two different things to me. I could be a hell of a teammate. I could be a hell of a coworker. I might not fuck with you, but I'm a hell of a coworker. I don't care about all that. If anything, Bron has probably done more things with his teammates than the other two GOATs in Kobe and Jordan. So if we want to be honest, it's pretty much a wash. It's a wash. Yeah, he's probably indirectly or directly asked for more during his career and done. Well, it's subjective if you feel like he's done more in his career than the other two. I don't really care about that. I just want to stay on topic. But, you know, the leaderships are different. The way the game is played, how the game is played, and the relationships are just different at the end of the day. So I don't really, I ain't gonna even lie to you, bro. I don't care if his teammates like him or not, because I didn't care if the teammates liked Kobe. We never knew at the time because we was kept out of locker room business, but nigga, it was teammates that Jordan didn't get, or teammates that didn't like Jordan. It don't matter. As long as niggas is gonna get these chips with dip, then that's all that matters. Them stories and shit, that can come out later. Like, when I'm bored, at work, downtime, then I'll watch a Smush Parker interview where he just stood on his, he's still standing 10 toes down and just, hey, I don't like the dude. The dude didn't like me, you know? And then we listen to all these other second, third, fourth, and fifth option players who's on these platforms that's letting their truth be told now. That's what I want to hear. I don't care about hearing it in real time. We already know it, though, you know, because now because of social media and shit like that, like, and then niggas is on their platforms and they don't really know how to control their brands, or they just being human at the end of the day. And that's what we got to understand at the end of the day, is that these niggas is probably acting more human because they have to. Internet is the internet. So D Murph, back to the question, do I care or do I know? What do we think about him being a good teammate? I don't care if the nigga is a shitty teammate. If the nigga's a shitty teammate and he winning, that shit ain't none of my business. Rack up those W's and let's see if you can get a chip out of it. But if you're a shitty teammate and you losing, I don't know what you need to fix first, your game or the way you approach people. I don't know. Or how you talk to people or how you deal with people. But at the end of the day, nah. I really don't think it matters. I really don't. In all honesty, if it does come out that he was just a terrible teammate when played for the Cleveland Cavaliers two times in his career and then Miami, and we start hearing niggas come out of the woodworks for all, you know, three sets of teams, that is, because he played for one franchise twice, that's cool. Let me hear that shit on Netflix. Outside of that, I don't really care about it right now. You know, we don't. But let's get back to it. AD, I remember when we made the trade for AD. I do remember that trade. Even us Lakers fans was at each other's, you know, we felt like some people wanted Kuz to go and leave. Some people wanted... what's my guy name? I can't even think of his name. I got his face in my head, but I just can't think of it. That's crazy. I can't think of his name right now. Y'all know who I'm talking about, though. Anyhow, there was certain players like, yo, I was mad that we got rid of Josh Hart. I thought we should have kept him. And also Caruso. Caruso is, oh my God, that's my guy. That's my guy right there, man. If there's one guy that I will want back on the Lakers, it's definitely him. You know what I'm saying? Caruso, I will take back. We could find some white boys that could hoop. That's the thing that we could do that. You know what I'm saying? But I will say... there was other players that I didn't want to leave, but at the same time, understanding the business is one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the business is one thing, because as a fan, you kind of like try to you stay stuck to the game. You know what I'm saying? And that's all you want to be worried about is the game. But Brandon Ingram, that's who I'm talking about. A lot of people wanted Brandon Ingram to stay, and some people wanted him to go. And we gave up what some people said, we gave up too much. It was more so of the other fan bases that felt like we did too much. So we sacrificed a bench and role players that went off and had and still having some solid ass moments in the league, or they having a solid career, you know, like Brandon Ingram. not much. I mean, his game has stepped up a little bit, but nothing that stand. I mean, if we was to take him back, he ought, don't matter what the roster look like, he's the third option, right? Like I said, Josh Hart, you could always take a player like that. Like, he's just a hooper. You know what I'm saying? Personality, he fits in anywhere. Caruso, defense, leadership, spark. You know what I'm saying? Like, we needed that. We still need that, you know? But we, like I said, we gave up some. I even fuck with JaVale McGee. Like, he was an inside presence that we needed. You know, I would like Dwight Howard to come back. He's available. We had a squad. And we had to get rid of some of those players in order to get AD. And I remember when getting AD, I was happy. Yet and still, it was a lot of criticism saying, I mean, the obvious criticism was his health. Out the gate, everybody was, well, I don't know about this because, you know, in 12 Cal, one of his most popular lines he will always say in regard to my Lakers is that the Lakers will go as far as Anthony Davis' health. And guess what? He was completely right. Because he was healthy enough to drop a phenomenal last game as a Laker to get traded. So, yes, my Lakers will only go as far as Anthony Davis' health. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out. But I remember making that trade. Baylor, you don't think y'all gave up too much? I'm hearing cats that's fan of squads that niggas did not make the playoffs. Y'all sure y'all made the right decision? No, y'all didn't make the right decision, obviously. Our standards is different, and I'm starting to see a lot of people understand that. I'm starting to see a lot of people grade us on a different type of scale. They're not going to grade us on the scale of the team that they're a fan of. It's not going to be fair. It's not going to be the same. Because the criticism that we get sometimes absolutely makes no sense at all. At all. At all. But I think it's because, I don't know how y'all will look at it. Is it how y'all will run our squad? Or is what y'all would, how y'all think y'all squad would react to, or how y'all squad would handle things? I need answers. I need answers. Because I remember when we got Bron. It was a Sunday morning when the news went down, and I was taking a nap at home before going into work. Woke up, Marcy told me, she was like, LeBron. It said LeBron coming to L.A. Boom. Check the internet. It's all true. Hit jars. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? AD coming to town. Niggas is talking about his health. Y'all sure y'all got enough to win a championship? Y'all shipped y'all young. Before it was like, Brian don't have enough. So go get him enough. Go get him that guy. You know what I'm saying? They go get him that guy. We get a championship out of that. The thing that really bothered me the most was that our second option wasn't consistent enough. Me and Marcia both tell you, every time this nigga AD fell down, we held our breath. The only nigga that I know would have the most lower body injuries. No, it wasn't even just lower body injuries. Nigga had a couple of shoulder injuries, elbows. He was out for a minute. He did get poked to the eye, though. That was crazy. And ain't no telling what. He had every single goddamn leg injury you could think of. You know what I'm saying? He would always get his legs tangled up. It'd take him a couple of seconds to get up, get back on defense. And half of the time, he didn't even get back on defense. He stayed down half of the time. Then we get the rebound. How many times have y'all seen this nigga fall? Stay down. The other team goes on a fast break. They don't convert. We get the rebound. Bron or somebody else toss that motherfucker down court for an easy 2 points. Nigga did that a lot, but then there was times when that nigga fell down and he got up, started limping a little bit like, dog, we got tired of that shit, bro. We got sick and tired of it. I have voice messages sent to numerous people, probably majority of it to my cousin, saying this nigga gotta go. And he wasn't the only one. I said Brian too. I was sick of it. And you know what we've been talking about for a very long time? I need everybody to calm down, come to the front. I'm talking. Who is going to be the face of the league? Right? John Morant, pistol whipping niggas. He can't be the face of the league. Jason Tatum just seems like he's playing good enough to be the starter at, you know, for Boston, but not the face of the league. It's like, are y'all going to hand it over to Giannis? Joker don't even talk that much for him to be the face of the league, and he the best player in the league. You know? Could it be Luka? Who could it be? Who could be the face of the league? They wanted Zion to be the face of the league super bad. But him and Luka been going to the same food spots, apparently. Okay? And a lot of the players that we seen growing up, coming into the league and hooping, them niggas is they the elders now. And Bron is almost out of here. You know, did y'all realize when y'all had y'all subtle criticism and hate talking about the swap, did y'all realize that AD is in his 13th season? He's been in the league for 13 years. He will, and you know what? Has he played long enough to be a Laker? Well, look, I'm gonna let y'all answer. I'm gonna let the fan bases to other squads answer that. Obviously, we'll always love AD for sure. Without him, we don't get that shit. We don't, and he hooped. You know what I'm saying? At one point, though, if he didn't get hurt, he had a very strong argument for Finals MVP, but he got hurt. Up until he got hurt, Finals MVP was right there. I don't even want to say it was neck and neck. Like, he was definitely in first place of getting that. Brown wasn't too far behind, but it wasn't close enough for them niggas to rig it. Like, nah, nigga, AD should get this. The nigga didn't finish. No. No, that injury hurt. That injury hurt. It's kind of like the whole KD and Steph thing, where they both had bad games in the series. Just one had a worse bad game by maybe a couple of points, right? I don't think it was too many. I don't think it was too crazy. I think AD outscored Steph by maybe a couple of points when they had a bad game in that series against Cleveland. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, AD did his thing. AD did his thing, but in the back of our head, it was like, dog, we knew he was never going to play 82 games. Hell, a lot of niggas didn't play. The top 10 niggas in the league didn't. I will say most. I can't say all because I don't even feel like checking. But I could pretty much, nigga, load management was a thing. Even when niggas wasn't hurt, they would miss games. So that's why I'm saying that. Nobody's playing 82 games. The only niggas I could see playing 82 games is a nigga that's coming off the bench. Maybe. Them niggas could play 82 games because they not starting. They don't have that much wear and tear. And they probably playing regardless because it's going to be times where your starters is going to not play. You know, those back-to-backs was kicking niggas' asses. So, you know. But ain't nobody playing 82 games. But now we seeing teams suffer, like Philly, with their starters being gone, you know, some of their starters being out because of injuries. But these are injuries, a part of players that have a injury history. Dog, we would just, what? I was saying every season after the bubble championship, my nigga, can we just freeze Anthony Davis until we get to the playoffs? Not saying that we get to the playoffs without him. I'm just saying, I wish there was a world to where we could just fast forward to the playoffs and this nigga, we could just thaw out. Because it feels like 15 games at the end of the season, you know, 15 games left in the season, and Anthony Davis is going to be, he's going to be down for 3 weeks. So he's going to miss a couple of games in the play-in or the first round or some shit. Like, we got tired of that, bro. Look, I understand that we don't like losing players. Like I said, I hated losing Caron Butler, if we want to go back in the day. I hated losing Caron Butler, right? Got over that, you know? And Caron Butler is nowhere near AD. But there was, like I said, I already told you when it came to Caruso, when it came to Josh Hart, B.I., there was...